Tell us your deepest, most sexy, no-consequences fantasy. Please be candid and true, and you don't have to schlick while doing it. Hell yeah. Well, I'd say, I don't know. I've had a lot. Mostly when I was, like, 15, though, in the peak of puberty. But, I'd say, I don't know, like, all of my fantasies have gotten so much more tame now. It's like, I don't know, I guess. Attractive male celebrity. For some reason, I know them and they know me. And, we're having, tender, passionate sex, but, like, trying to keep the media not in the know-how. And, like, I don't know, like, it's never, like, detailed, because I usually just try to get, like, things as done and over with as possible, and I never feel like I want to, sound like a cringy teenage girl writing a really bad fan fiction when I, say these, but I don't know, I don't know, I've had a lot of weird fantasies, but usually none of them involve me, so that's where it tends to get kind of weird for me, because it's like, what's your sexiest fantasy? Well, there's these two completely separate people doing something that has nothing to do with me. But, I don't know. I've had on and off, no consequence fantasies where it's like, you know, real world things don't actually apply. So it's like, you know, like, but usually they're, like, from phases, because I go in phases during my, like, porn area, you know what I mean, viewing, I don't know, but, I've had my, like, weird, like, BDSM whatever phase where I, like, was like, oh, you know, I'm tied up, and, I've got, like, a strong vibrator, you know, going after that clitoris, and, you know, a fucking machine, you know, pounding into me, and, like, for some reason, you know, because, you know, like, it's not like it's, you know, it's no consequence, so it's not like I'm gonna get sore or anything in this fantasy. It's solely just, you know, pleasure only, you know, like, just whatever. And, like, but in my fantasies, I usually have, like, some kind of, like, thing where it's, like, if for some reason this were to come true, like, there's always, like, a way out and, like, whatever. So, you know, like, I'm able to say a safe word, or, like, if I'm, you know, locked up, like, there's a key within easy reaching distance that's not going to, like, fall off a table or anything. Like, no, like, none of that. Or, like, there's, like, a remote somewhere nearby that I can, like, grab if I actually need to, like, turn everything off and whatever. But, that's probably just because I've got this weird thing where, like, I don't, like, just in case there are mind readers, or, like, there's this weird, like, genie thing that happens because, you know, I'm just suddenly the protagonist of a really shitty hentai. Like, I don't want it to be, like, oh, well, you thought of this one fantasy this one time while you were jacking off, so now you've got to live with this the rest of your life. Like, I really don't want any of my fantasies to actually come true in that regards. This has nothing to do with, like, the actual fantasies. Man. I'm gonna have to combine this with others or something to actually make this, like, a proper thing that actually is interesting. Can you read or tell me your favorite children's story as a bedtime story, or make one up if that's easier. I loved Little Red Riding Hood as a child. I don't know why. It was all, but like the version where it's like, you know, like there's Little Red Riding Hood, and she, you know, she's got some, her grandma's sick, and so she has some goodies or something in her bag, maybe some medicine or something from her mom that she's gonna give to her grandma, and so she has to, you know, walk to her grandma's place, and then there's, like, the big bad wolf, and, you know, he's, like, you know, being like, oh, hey, you know, blah, 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 and so, you know, and so, whatever, but, it was, like, you know, fairy tale physics, so, like, he ate the grandma, but, like, it was in one big gulp or whatever, and she's still alive for some reason in his stomach, I don't know, but, you know, she, Red goes to the grandma's house, she's like, what big ears you have, blah, 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 and it's, like, better to eat you with, but, like, for some reason, there's a fucking lumberjack who comes and, like, pops in and saves the day, but, like, it's been so long since I read, like, that specific version of the story from that specific book. I don't think we have that book anymore, which sucks, but I really enjoyed it. It was full of like, all the fables and fairy tales and all that stuff, and it was really good. It had, like, these, like, little, it had this one story with, like, these little witches and stuff, and it was, you know, it was neat. It was dandy, you know? It had these, had really nice art and everything, and had these, like, fake gold, like, trimmed pages, so, like, when you, like, look at it when it's closed from the side, you know, it looks like the pages are gold. It was nice. I don't know anything, I don't remember anything else about the book itself, but I just know that I really, really liked that book, and I don't know where it went or what happened to it, but since we were, like, really young kids, we probably just destroyed it, because kids are shitty. Do you have any cute stories about first experiences? Let's hear about crushes, unrequited desire, watching him or her from afar, etc. Crushes, I'd say when I was in elementary school, I had a very strong crush on this, kid. I'll call him Andrew. And so Andrew was, like, the class clown from, like, kindergarten until he left high school, like, until he graduated, basically. I don't know if he's still in high school. Like, he might have graduated this year, like, he will next year, I don't remember. Because I'm not in school anymore, but he's in the same grade as me, but also I stopped going to that specific school district school. You know, I wasn't in the same high school as him, so I don't know what he's up to now, but he was a huge class clown and stuff, and I had a very strong crush on him, but, like, it was a very logical crush, where it's like, I know that he doesn't like me, and he will never like me, because I'm one of the most disliked, bullied kids in school, and whatever, but occasionally he would talk to me, and he wasn't, like, he was, like, the least of an asshole of all the boys in our tiny elementary school, and he was genuinely funny, and he was, like, you know, whatever, and he was also probably one of the two or three most attractive kids, I guess, even now, like, two or three most attractive kids, like, in my age group, and just, I had a really big crush on him, and I would just, like, watch him from afar awkwardly, and, like, I had this thing where, like, because I got bullied by, like, every boy in school, I started bullying them back, but he was, like, the only kid who I, like, chose not to bully back. Like, I wouldn't, like, chase him around and, like, sit on him or anything, I would just casually talk to him, and, like, he still treated me, like, that we, you know, that, like, fucking cheese thing from Fred, or not Fred, or, like, that one, like, the Diaries of a Wimpy Kid or whatever, it's, like, whatever, but, it was basically that with every single little kid in school towards myself and my sister, and so, yeah, but, he would, he would kind of talk to me. I told him a few jokes and he stole them, and then everyone thought he was like super funny, but like no one liked them when I said them, only when he said them. So, you know, that's how that works. And then there was another kid who was, I'd say, closer to my current type than he was. And because after Andrew stopped being as, you know, talkative and stuff, and he started being more serious as he grew up, then the next, like, not an asshole, but, like, still kind of ick, class clown came around, and, like, there were many class clowns. Basically, every boy, you know, in school was a class clown, except, like, two, but, yeah, and so, he had this thing where he would do this high-pitched voice and yell gummy bears. No one got it, but everyone thought it was funny for, like, all of, like, sixth grade. And then, like, after that, it was no longer funny. But that's where I got my high-pitched voice thing from, which eventually evolved into, I like anime, how about I try a lolly voice? And then I ended up being able to do a lolly voice, and I was like, huh. I'm not gonna try it right now, though, because it's the middle of the night. I'm gonna try to not be loud, because I tend to project a lot when I'm doing the lolly voice thing, which means I'm loud. But yeah, I don't know. Unrequited desire. I don't know. That's basically every single crush or whatever I've ever had in life. I usually only got crushes on people who were nicer to me in person than anyone else around me, but didn't actually like me back, and even in a friendship way, just they were nice to me and like not ugly. But I'm not super attractive myself, so what can I say? I mean, I'm not bad. I'm just average. I'm just incredibly average. Or at least I'd say so. I can probably work on that, but I don't know. Okay. First kiss. I haven't really had one. I've technically been in two relationships, but they were more like friendships where we were both really lonely, and so we just said we were dating. One when I was like 14 or 15 with this girl who I think her name was Ellie, or like Elizabeth or something. And I don't remember exactly what it was. Ellie, Ella, something that started with an E, definitely. But yeah, and so, like, we said we were dating, and we call each other our girl, girlfriend and whatever. But, you know, she was from England, and even though she was, like, I think a year older than me, maybe, I matured really, like, way faster than her, and so, just the relationship became tense because we were no longer in the same area mentally, and so we had to break it off. And then my next relationship, I was 15 and he was 18. Now that may seem worrying, except for the fact that it was also just a friendship where we basically just like low-key pretended dating, and he was so busy all the time that we just never talked, like ever. Like we didn't even like get to VC like more than once in that entire relationship, and it was really depressing. Eventually we just kind of separated and went our own ways, and just kind of, neither of my past relationships actually had a proper breakup, but I think that's because they weren't actual relationships. Right now, I'm talking to this guy. I really like him. We both like each other, but, like, I'm very hesitant because I don't want to end up with another scenario where it's, like, within, like, a year's time, we just get sick of each other and stop talking, because those relationships really get to me over time, you know? But yeah, I don't know, just, yikes. These don't apply to me, because technically I'm a virgin, so I can't answer those specific questions, but Yeah, are there any other question things on here that I can just randomly answer without needing to try too hard to find them? I guess I can go back to, like, the male sexy audio and female sexy audio, question things, and I can just answer some of them. Do you consider yourself a dom, a sub, or a switch? I answered this quite simply last time I answered this question, but, I'd say I am submissive in nature solely because I get really tired of trying to take control of scenarios and being a quote-unquote leader, and so I'd say in the bedroom I just want someone else to do all the thinking, mostly, but, like, I don't want them to be in control, per se. I just want them to do most of the work. I've never had proper sex before, and, I mean, I haven't even gotten to hold hands with a guy, so shrug. All my relationships have been online, and I haven't had any male friends, in person, so, you know, whatever. Or really any, like, female friends in person. I'm a horrible neat, and nobody likes me. But also, I basically just got shunned because I'm not Mormon, and I live in a Mormon community, and it's shitty.
If I were to predict my sex life, I'd say I'm probably a submissive only because I lean closer to pillow princess than, anything else. Though I'd say, if I had the energy for it, I would probably be considered a switch, except, trying to be dominant in bed, especially if someone wants one of those, like, ooh-woo, dommy-mommy things, like, I can't do that because it really just makes me want to die. So it'd be really difficult for me to do that, but, I could be the one, maybe a power bottom, probably, but I'm not dominant in bed, I'd say. I'm very passive. I wouldn't say I'm submissive per se, I'm just passive. How high is my sex drive? It's pretty low. It used to be very high, like, incredibly high. Like, I would masturbate, like, 5 times a day. But, now it's, like, I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'll masturbate, like, once a week or something. Like, sometimes I do it more, but only for, like, one of those, like, it's the middle of the night and I can't sleep and I've got nothing better to do. So, hopefully, if I masturbate, it'll make me sleepy enough afterwards to sleep. So, I do most of that, you know, at night because, you know, I'm usually just doing it to try to sleep. It's like aromatherapy, except not at all aromatherapy. That's stupid. That's incredibly stupid. All right, this is already another, like, 20-minute long audio piece. Cool. But at least this one, I'm actually answering things and not just being awkward. What is the weirdest place you've ever had sex, or if you're still a virgin, that I envision myself having that kind of risky thing? I'd say, I don't know. I'm not a very risky sex kind of person. Maybe, like, I'd say the closest probably would be, like, at a nice hotel, but, like, we forget to lock the door. But, like, actually forget. But, like, most nice hotels, like, the door locks on its own, and that's why you get locked out so often. And so you have to keep going back for another card, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just keep your card on you. And you're like, I really need to get a lanyard. I don't know. My favorite position is probably going to be missionary, until I, because I probably need to experience with different positions, but I'm not very flexible, and I tried to basically simulate riding someone cowgirl, and it just really hurt my hips because I've got a really bad hip, and so I can't really do much where I have to do a lot of hip work or, like, leg legwork, if that makes sense. Like, maybe I could ride someone if, like, they were on a chair, but not if it was, like, in a bed where, like, my legs are doing weird shit and trying to sink into it while also trying to hold me up and doing weird shit, and I don't know, just, it didn't work out. What is the most sensitive place on your body? Where would someone have to touch you to really get you going? I don't know. For a little while, I had this thing about my neck, but, that went away, and so now it's, like, I'm not really sure. I mean, technically, the most sensitive place on my body, I'd say, is, like, sexually, is technically the clitoris, but that's not really a foreplay thing. That's, like, if I grab your penis and call it foreplay, like, no, I mean, it's, like, the same organ, except smaller, so, I don't know, like, to arouse me, I don't know, I think it would have to be mostly in the talking or the voice, because my brain is the sexiest part of me when it comes to, like, foreplay or whatever. Like, you can't really, like, rub my arm and get me going or anything. Have you ever been aroused by something that isn't an acceptable kink, or, like, a common kink or something that I probably thought I wouldn't be interested in? I don't know. I have, but maybe anthroporn that's, like, not fully furry, but, like, it's close enough to furry that I felt awkward masturbating to it. But I think I was only, like, into it because it was porn and not because it was, you know, anthro. So, I don't know, because I, like I've said multiple times, I'm incredibly vanilla and I'm very plain with my sexual interests. But I am very open and stuff to new experiences and whatever. So that's the main reason why I do this stuff, is not really for sexual, like, satisfaction so much as just satiate the curiosity of it or something. Would you have sex on the first date? No. What's your opinion on about people who do? Good for you. I wouldn't, because, well, I don't know. I mean, if my first date is one of my first experiences knowing that person, no. If my first date is, like, I've known them for 2 years, but we decided to just go on a date because we haven't actually had a proper date, maybe, but only because at that point it's, like, we've basically been dating for 2 years. We just didn't actually date. So, like, but, like, none of that, like, blind dating on and then having sex on, like, the first, like, 2 days you've known someone. No, like, I'm not about that. I don't know your medical history. I don't know what I'm gonna get from you. I don't know your mom yet, you know? What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for someone? Or for anyone? I don't know. I've done a lot of things that could be considered romantic. You know, like, baking elaborate goods for someone, or giving intense massages. I don't know. Like, I've done a lot of things for people, but everyone always saw them as friend things, and so I just let them stay that way. If you are single, would you rather have multiple sex partners or just one fuck buddy? And in a relationship, would you consider adding more people to the bedroom? I prefer just one person, because when there's more than one person, it gets complicated, especially if there's jealousy involved. But even when there's not jealousy involved, it's just, like, oftentimes there's just going to be someone who you see more often, and you're going to feel a little bit guilty because you're not talking to the other people as much, or, like, you're just going to get tired after a while of talking to that many people, or at least in my case. Some people don't get tired from excessive socialization, and I'm glad for them, but I do. I get really tired easily. So, yeah. Okay, that's all of the male ones, basically, that I wish to, whatever. I'm going to answer, or re-answer, some of the female ones. Okay, where am I right now, and what am I wearing? I am in my bedroom again, because that's where I record things, and I am wearing just a green shirt. I mentioned that it's green just because it's a nice green shirt. I like it. It's very pretty. It's not like it's, like, horribly flattering or anything. It's just, like, it's It's got a nice pattern on it. It's good color. Anyway. but past that, you know, whatever. I'm gonna skip ahead on a lot of these because whatever, you know. I don't know. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe it. I currently use a vibrator that died on, like, the second day and then just never recharged. It's one of those things you just, you know, you plug in and it recharges, but it stopped recharging, and so now it's just a really weirdly shaped dildo. It's attempting to be one of those rabbit-shaped dildos, but really, like, the quote-unquote clitoris part just gets in the way, and so I have to hold it out of the way while it's also slippery with, like, lotion or lube or whatever I'm using. And it gets really annoying because sometimes I just thwap myself with it, and it's, like, not a sexy thwap. It's like, ow, shit, that's annoying. and for the most part, it just gets in the way because it doesn't actually, like, it's in between my clitoris and my urethra, which there's nothing there. There's nothing there except skin. And so when I just slap that with the thing, it does nothing for me because I'm just hurting myself. So I've got to hold that out of the way. I wish it still worked as a vibrator because, you know, it takes longer for me to whatever, especially if I'm doing something like trying to go quickly about it. It takes longer for me to get into it if there's no, like, vibration or anything. But whatever. I don't know, man. I've answered basically all of these questions. At this point, I've just got to, like, start reading some scripts. Yikes. Okay. I hope this isn't boring or anything, though. So whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna try to record some scripts, or at least look into some scripts. I don't know. Maybe I'll just find some random shit from online. Maybe I'll sing. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, ta-ta.